We are at point number 6 of the Ribeiro de Espírito Santo route, a route that is completed quickly, but is a wealth in terms of details and curiosities. For this reason, as it is the end of the journey, we make a point of highlighting the chapel and burial sites of Maria Adelaide, where the mortal remains of the saint rest. This very famous chapel, known in Portugal and in various parts of the world, is located next to the garden de Santa Maria Adelaide. It was built in granite, Romanesque, Byzantine style, under a project designed by the landscape architect José Fernandes da Silva, and was built by the master Joaquim Ferreira da Silva, also from Arcozil. It was inaugurated in 1929 to house the mausoleum in which the sanctified remains of Maria de Adelaide lie to rest. The mausoleum, placed in the center of the chapel, with an aisle on each side, is entirely made of marble and metal, with thick glass on top that allows the intact corpse of Maria de Adelaide to be observed. In the background, three stained glass windows by stained glass artist Ricardo Leon represent religious motifs. The main facade of the chapel and burial site of Maria Adelaide consists of a portico with two columns on each side, built in plain granite, topped off in an arch, covered in lacy designs carved into the granite itself. Next to the cornice, which is surmounted, hangs a small, elegantly carved stone cross. The legend of Santa Maria Adelaide refers to the story of Maria Adelaide, deceased and buried in the cemetery of Arcozil. Years after her burial, the tomb was opened to reveal the coffin in perfectly preserved and in good condition. And when opened, there lay the intact corpse of Maria Adelaide without a single trace of decomposition. And this is where we complete the Ribeiro de Espírito Santo route, and we hope that you have enjoyed it. To find out more about the routes of the Rota da Água de Gaia, visit the Rota da Água Gaia social networks. Thank you for coming on the route with us, and hope to see you again soon.